It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
The Republican angst over gay rights continues. I think I did
it again. Driven and riven by the continuing controversial commentary on the topic by Michigan's Republican National Committeeman Dave Ajima, in this case on AIDS and partner benefits.
Folks, they want free medical because they're dying between 38 and 44 years old. So to me, it's a moral issue. It's a biblical issue.
That is from audio posted on the website of the Herald Palladium.
Proof that great newspaper names are not dead.
The Herald Palladium in Berrien County, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, where Mr. Ajima was addressing a local Republican holiday gathering recently.
And his comments have already gotten a lot of attention.
As they often do.
Inciting what has become a now predictable ritual of condemnation from Democrats and Republicans. Republicans, though, complaining not so much about what Ajima said, but how he said it.
There is a history here. Dave Ajima has always made it plain. He considers homosexuality to be nothing but a deviant lifestyle. His detractors say he's a bigot. His supporters, and he certainly still has them in the state Republican Party, say he is a truth teller. Former state representative Jack Hogendyke, a prominent Tea Party leader, called him a prophet.
But a lot of Republicans just wish he would tone it down.
We need a whole lot more understanding and a whole lot less strife.
State Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's really Michigan's top Republican Party building elected official.
Right, not Governor Rick Snyder.
No, not Governor Snyder. Bill Schuette is saying, tone down the rhetoric. It's not helpful.
And we saw this last year from some Republicans as well, when they said, hey, we need to become a bigger tent party, become less exclusive after their 2012 presidential loss.
Of course, Bill Schuette is doing that as he simultaneously defends Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage in court.
And that fact alone speaks squarely to the Republican dilemma.
Meanwhile, Governor Snyder seems pretty plain in his position that this is something he'd rather not talk about.
What he said was inappropriate, and so I made my statement that I disagreed with it. I didn't think it was appropriate, shouldn't have happened, and I said my piece.
Said his piece, moving on. But he's not done with it because this is not going away.
No, because while Republicans equivocate, Democrats and progressives are taking full advantage to use this to organize and fundraise.
When Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz visited Southeast Michigan this week, Ajima's comments were still the issue du jour, and so state Democrats quickly built an LGBT event around it in Ferndale.
Wasserman Schultz said intolerance is, quote, in the Republican Party's DNA.
Of course, Democrats have been through their own evolution on this. Remember how Jennifer Granholm and John Kerry, even Barack Obama, used to be for civil unions but not gay marriage? Well, that's roughly where Rick Snyder is today.
And there is a sort of bipartisan effort to amend Michigan's civil rights law to add LGBT protections.
An effort that is close enough to fruition that Democrats have agreed, unlike the past couple of sessions of the state legislature, that they will not introduce a bill to add LGBT protections to Michigan's Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act.
The bill will most likely be introduced by State Representative Frank Foster of Charlevoix, a millennial.
A generation that's breaking with the past on gay rights. And Republicans want this because they're in the majority and they're looking for a little relief on this issue.
Indeed, House Speaker Jace Bolger says it's worth a look.
If there's a way to navigate between protecting people from being, well, fired for being gay or believed to be gay, and protecting religious freedom. Governor Snyder says he's open to it if the legislature takes the lead.
So Republicans want to, one, evolve in the direction of public opinion. That's just a reality of winning elections looking ahead.
But two, do that without isolating the social conservative base that was and is a critical element of its electoral successes. And you have to wonder which of these purposes Dave Ajima actually serves, as every incendiary utterance inspires a reaction and then a reaction to the reaction.
Over and over again, over and over again, my love.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief at the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.